Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
It nearly sounds like August, doesn't it? The Oasis gigs here in Dublin and across the UK as well. Ticketmaster in the UK have announced today that they're going to bring in changes to how they advertise concert tickets. And it's after fans complained when the tickets went on sale late last year about the pricing mechanism. Our own Jess Kelly, tech correspondent with me here in studio today. Jess, what do these changes mean?
Well, the first thing to note is that these changes only relate to the UK. So this is not coming into effect at the moment here in Ireland. What we know, as you said there, there was a big hullabaloo last year when tickets went on sale first because it was the emergence of what's called dynamic pricing. So fans were in the queue. Those who made it through to the queue were being faced with prices that were well above the advertised price of £80 to £90 for a basic ticket. There was uproar about this in this country and in the UK. And the Competitions and Markets Authority in the United Kingdom has been investigating this. They've looked into it. They asked to meet with Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster didn't attend, but there has been some resolution found. So the first thing to note is that the CMA, the Competition and Markets Authority, didn't find evidence that Ticketmaster used dynamic pricing in real time. So that means that when I went on to buy my ticket, if I was in the UK, what I was seeing was not being altered in real time based on the demand. What in fact was there is what's called tiered pricing. So that's different. We'll get into that in a second.
Okay.
The next thing is Ticketmaster, and in a statement to News Talk, has said that they voluntarily committed to clearer communication about ticket prices and queues. They are also going to continue with their capped resale value, the strong bot protection and clear pricing displays. So going forward, if and when an Oasis comes around again or something like that, you will get clear information as to how much you're expected to pay, what you get for your for your price, and if there is any bells and whistles with your ticket. Because you might remember, you and I, on the morning the tickets went on sale, we were together.
We were trying to buy them frantically. You'd 40 devices in the go.
I did, yeah, and didn't get any. But when we did, some of our friends were trying at the same time and they got through. And what was left were premium tickets or platinum tickets. And they were £500 or £600, but it turns out that they were standard standing tickets or standard seated tickets.
But you probably got something. Did you get to, not that you would get to meet Oasis, but did you get...
You got diddly squat.
Right, nothing else was it.
It was the standard, and that's where the issue lies. So again, as part of the commitment, the CMA and Ticketmaster have come to the agreement that they will be more transparent around the price, the policies around pricing, the tiered element of the prices, and also the titling of the tickets.
Now, what's the difference between dynamic and tiered pricing?
So tiered pricing is, for example, if you are getting a standard ticket, but you're in the fan zone or whatever it is closer to the stage, at the moment there's general admission, which would be, say, £50 for argument's sake. Then if you want to get into the mosh pit or into the fan zone or whatever
circle,
it's called.
Golden Circle or something, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. So that's a different tier. It's a standing ticket, but it's a different tier because you're closer to the stage. That could then be €80.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a lower tier ticket in terms of the stadium, so think of Croke Park or the Aviva, that would be one price. If you want an upper tier, that would be another price. It's very much a case of it being clear and transparent that you are getting you're paying a fee for a ticket because of where you are in the stadium. It can't be a case of general admission tickets. If you buy it at 1 o'clock, it's this price. If it's at 2 o'clock, it's this price.
Now, to be fair to Ticketmaster and to all of the different, whether it be Croke Park or Aviva in different stadiums and Wembley where Oasis and other gigs will be played, they only have so many seats at so many prices. So there's only going to be X number of seats in the general standing at £50 and there'll be Y number of seats in the Gold Circle at £80. So now, will it be the case if I'm buying these tickets in the UK and I go on to Ticketmaster to, we'll say, buy them for Oasis next year, that when I'm in the queue and I can see there's 80,000 people ahead of me to get my tickets, by the time I get down to the final 100, I'll know there's 30 €50 tickets left, 100 €80 tickets left. So if I want to bow out, I can.
They probably won't give you the numbers on it, but they will say the tickets, and this already happens to a certain extent. But if you are in those queues for those high demand events, what happens is a little banner will appear and it'll say limited ticket warning, limited seats available. What they will now do based on this commitment with the CMA is say limited tickets available, All 50 euro tickets sold out. Pricing range now from X to Y.
To Y, okay.
And it's to try and be that bit more transparent, to give fans not only the information, but also one thing that we heard about quite a bit was that fans who'd been in the queue for hours got to the end point and then in a blind panic ended up paying 400, 500, 600 mm-hmm. euro per ticket.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know, like, that they'd waited so long and they did it in a panic and then some of them regretted it.
Now, this is the Competition and Markets Authority in the UK have launched that investigation, and Ticketmaster there have said, you know, have issued the statement today to say that they're obviously voluntarily agreeing with all of these changes and they're going to bring all of this in. Why is it not happening here?
It's different bodies. So we have the CCPC here, which did confirm that a number of complaints were received. I would imagine that something will come into effect here, but it's hard to speculate until there is a concrete agreement. The good thing about what we have here is that both Ticketmaster and the CMA have come out. And I would also just note from the statement from Ticketmaster, they say they welcome the CMA's confirmation that there was no dynamic pricing, no unfair practices, and they did not breach consumer law. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see if an investigation is carried out here in terms of the CCPC and if a similar agreement is reached. It should also be noted, though, that Live Nation and Ticketmaster in the US, I mean, this is standard fare over there. Like when the Taylor Swift Eras tour was going on, every single day on social media, you would see young women predominantly who were paying $8,000, $9,000, $1,000 for tickets to Taylor Swift. And that was because the demand was so high. So obviously the markets work differently. Here in Europe, we would have different rules and regulations. The key win for the consumer out of what's happened in the UK is the commitment for better transparency. But at the moment, there's no confirmation that will follow suit to here in Ireland.
Okay, stay with me, Jess, if you can. Brian Lloyd is with us on the line today, TV critic with entertainment.ie. Would you like to see something similar brought in Ireland, Brian?
No, absolutely not. And to be honest with you, I think I've never heard a convincing argument for dynamic pricing anywhere. It's never helped anyone other than Ticketmaster. And I mean, Ticketmaster, I mean, Michael Rapinoe, the CEO of Ticketmaster and Live Nation, has come out and said, just only the other day, in fact, that in his opinion, live music and concert tickets are vastly underpriced. And he used sporting tickets in the US, like LA Laker tickets, that they, you know, it's a mark of pride for people to spend $7,000 or $8,000 on courtside tickets for Lakers. And, you know, his words were like, you know, there's plenty of runway left for concert tickets to go up. So, I mean, this whole thing, I mean, thankfully, dynamic pricing hasn't really hit Ireland yet in live music space. But, I mean, it has no benefit to anyone other than Ticketmaster. I mean, as far as I'm aware, and I'm prepared to be corrected on this, you know, the music artists themselves don't generally tend to see any of that money when it comes to dynamic pricing in the US. I don't think they actually get it. I mean, Shirley Manson from Garbage, for example, came out in one of her concerts. They're currently touring in the US. And they've said that they can't actually afford to tour anymore because between the record industry and just between the cost of actual touring and you know, the nature of the industry, they just can't afford to do it anymore.
Yeah, it is worth noting, though, that, you know, in the wake of the Oasis debacle last year, Ticketmaster did come out to say that it is at the discretion of the artist and their management.
I remember that point being made. I mean, Taylor Swift and Noel and Liam Gallagher can turn around and say, do you know what? We love our fans so much. We appreciate we haven't performed in, what was Oasis? Was it 16 years or something like that?
Yeah.
We'll sell tickets at £100.
And also Ed Sheeran brought in, he was one of the first artists to bring it in, that if you bought tickets, you had to bring ID, and that was part of clamping down on touts. So while I completely accept and agree with what you're saying, the artists and the management and the record labels do have a role to play in this. It's not necessarily just at Ticketmaster's door. This is something that you see it from the artists who put the fans first, that they are working on initiatives. And I do think it needs to be an industry-wide conversation for those working in live entertainment.
1800 453 106 is the number. I just want to bring Jason in on this as well. Jason, you're a fairly frequent concert goer. Would you have any idea, ballpark, how much roughly you spent on tickets for the last gig you were at?
Good afternoon, Andrea.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? The Oasis began at the All In, shelled out the guts of a grand. because I went both nights. So the first night, no more than yourself and Jess were discussing there, the scramble to get the tickets. First of all, my friend Barry managed to get through and get some standing tickets for the Saturday night and got hit with the dynamic pricing thing at the end. And we're such big fans. When the initial shock came and he was like, look, this is what's coming up. Will I get them or not? I was like, yeah, just get them. And then we were just fortunate then that my wife happened to get two more for the Sunday night. Picked Stanton as well, which were face value. But interestingly, Andrea, on the Sunday night, during the day on Sunday, I was able to gauge what the story was with the front standing tickets or the Golden Circle tickets as they're labelled for some gigs. And I was told by someone who was in that area on the Saturday night that if you turned up at 4:30, they left the first 5,000-6,000 people in there just with wristbands who had regular tickets.
Mm.
So in that area, you had a mix of people who had paid for quote-unquote front standing and a mix of people who just decided to turn up early. So that was a bit strange as well, and probably unfair.
Now maybe that was just, I don't know, could that have been a porter maybe or somebody allowed? I don't know.
But also that there is this thing of fans do queue up outside stadiums from the get-go because there will always be extra space in the Golden Circle or whatever it may be to let
maybe
fans in because they want to
in.
Fill in.
Yeah,
so to just,
okay. So for you, Jason, it was roughly about €1,000. And had you have known by the time you got to the top of the Ticketmaster queue when you were going to buy the tickets, had you have known how much they were going to be, would you have pressed ahead and purchased?
For Oasis, I would have, but not for anybody else.
Right, okay.
Because I was just so desperate to see them. Like, you know yourself, I'm such a big fan. So for that, I wouldn't have done it for anybody else, basically, is the answer to the question. Mm. But I think, like, as Jess touched on there, like, you know, full transparency and breakdown is what's really needed here as well. Like, especially, we saw it there big time with the Oasis concerts, you know, the way that there just seemed to be a lack of transparency there across the board. And we have to remember as well, Andrea, and I think it's worth making the general point, this company has such a monopoly in Ireland when it comes to ticketing. You know, I work as a GA journalist. They handle all the GA ticketing. I have a season ticket with the FAI at Aviva Stadium. All that's done through Ticketmaster. Any music of event I've been to in the last few years anyway has all been done through Ticketmaster. I know tickets.ie were on the scene for a while. Maybe they still are. I'm not too sure. But the majority of things seem to be done through Ticketmaster. And I'm not sure if this is relevant to the conversation either, but my wife had tickets to see One Republic last week at the Three Arena, and due to a bereavement, we couldn't go, so she listed them for resale the night before the concert. And we just had a glance on Ticketmaster the following day, and these were standing tickets. And when we looked, there was no standing tickets available, and we thought, oh great, they must be sold. And then my sister tried clicking the link that they issued us to buy our tickets, and the link wouldn't work. And then we got an email back that evening saying, your tickets weren't sold. Tough cookie, you're not entitled to a refund. So that left a bit of a sour taste as well.
All right.
To be honest.
Okay. So you wanted to.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump in. Like, you're dead right. Ticketmaster is the dominant player in this space. And not to, you know, be in defense of them, but what I would say is Ticketmaster has brought forward an awful lot of innovation in terms of tackling ticket touts, which has been a massive issue in this country. We have the legislation, but they've also invested in the technology. We're seeing great innovation in terms of Croke Park, so the ticketing system to try and manage people getting in and out of the stadium. So there are benefits to having a big player,
one major player in it.
It all comes down to transparency, and I think that is the fundamental issue, and that's the key takeaway from what happened in the UK.
Angela Dorgan, CEO of First Music Contact, is with us as well. Angela, you wanted to make a point on this.
Yeah, I suppose it's down to the relationship between the artist and the fan. And I think, quite rightly, a lot of artists have come out against this, most notably here, CMAT. She really values her relationship between her and her audience. And as Jason said, it's very, the audience doesn't win, and very seldom that the artist, to my knowledge, would see a lot of the dynamic pricing, but it is in contracts. So I think the other thing about dynamic pricing is as the demand goes up, so does the prices. So I would agree that more transparency, more clarity, not in a panic situation. And I think if you're a big fan and, you know, it is, after all, the relationship between the artist and the fan is the one that this whole industry is built on. So if you've hung on for 4 hours, you've six laptops open and you're trying to get tickets to your favourite artist, you are going to panic and spend that much because you know you won't get back into the queue. So I think transparency and acknowledging that without the fan, the artists, you know, won't sell tickets and can't continue their livelihoods.
So it's currently been brought in, this change, Jess, in the UK. No decision or commitment yet as to whether or not it'll be brought in Ireland. But if you guess that it might at some
I imagine
some way.
Changes will come about. I also think that there will be pressures not only on Ticketmaster, but on the artists and the event promoters to give even the guideline of tickets. So ticket prices from, they always start with from 87 something up to. This is the big thing that we need. We need to know what is the max price that somebody could be expected to pay. We also need to know when the early bird or the lower price tickets are sold out. It all comes back to trusting the fans to make informed decisions. We can only do that if we have the information. And that way then, everyone wins. There's no bad PR for anyone involved, and the consumer gets to see the act that they love, be it in music or sport.
Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent, Brian Lloyd, Jason as well there, and Angela Dorgan, CEO of First Music Contact. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.